Which brings us to agenda item number 5, the City of Newport News. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. City of Newport News is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge up to 1,510 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous land maintain maintenance dredge up to 1,510 cubic yards of subaqueous material per annual dredge cycle to maintain depths of minus 7 feet mean low water at the Newport News Menchville Marina along Deep Creek at 520 Menchville Road South in the City of Newport News. The project is protested. The site of the project is here in Deep Creek, outlined in red. This is the James River here. Reference to you, this is the James River Bridge, Route 17. This is an aerial shot of the Menchville Marina. The mouth of the James River is right out here. And as you can see in the photograph, this site is a popular area for watermen to tie up and land their catch. This is a figure from the Newport News GIS system showing the property outline owned by the City of Newport News. As a result of the city owning this property, the project was exempt from the local wetlands board jurisdiction for hearing of a permit from their board. In this figure here, I'm trying to show to you the proximity of the dredge cut to a federal navigation channel that's present in Deep Creek. The Corps of Engineers has reviewed the project and issued their permit for it already. The dredge cut is approximately 19 feet from the edge of the navigation channel. This is a view of the dredge cut area coming off the corner of the bulkhead here, coming out to a point, and then cutting across the front here. The dotted line you see coming around is going to be a turbidity curtain that's going to be placed to reduce the impacts from suspended sediments during the dredging operations. Dredging will occur from the upland here in the parking lot using a long reach excavator. Material that is removed will be loaded into trucks and relocated to a city facility in the uplands for dewatering and storage. There are vegetated wetlands this small corner here, which is about 12 feet away from the edge of the dredge cut. This slide here, I'm trying basically to show you the cross sections showing that the cut will go down to 7 feet mean low water. These are some additional dredge cut cross sections. Next several ground shots I'm going to show you were taken very recently, just after the strong storms we had. In this slide here, here's the bulkhead return wall corner, and then proceeding up to this corner of the bulk of the next section of bulkhead. As you can see, there's been a lot of sand sediment deposition. These are all slips, or once originally slips, within the Menchville Marina. The red line you see here is indicating the dredge cut. The vegetated wetlands that I point out to you are right here, and I estimated that to be about four or five square feet of vegetated wetlands. This is another ground shot standing offshore of the bulkhead. Here are two serviceable slips right now, and there are another four or five that have filled in. This is another look at the corner of the bulkhead, the red line indicating the dredge cut area. And this is the vegetated wetlands I showed you to a few minutes ago, which are located about 12 feet from the corner here. Another look at the dredge cut area. Again, the red line indicates the edge of the dredge cut, and then which would follow down these pilings here, and a little offshore of that. The MRC conducted a public review of the proposed project and received several protest letters from from people living in the area. In those, in that correspondence, they cited environmental impacts from the dredging, concerns with that. They also cited that they use the area for water access and recreation. It should be noted this area has been a commercial marina for several years, and that currents offshore of this area are fairly strong and dangerous to swimmers. We also solicited comments from several state agencies. The Department of Conservation and Recreation indicated no issues with the proposed project. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries recommended a time of year restriction for anadromous fish. However, the applicant has indicated that we'll be using a turbidity curtain, which should mitigate the impacts from suspended sediments. VIM's comments indicated the project is minimal environmental impacts due to small scope and short duration of dredging activity. And they also indicated that Newport News applicant should consider using a retaining wall or groin to prevent future need for dredging, to, you know, for additional sedimentation in those slips. The applicant has indicated they will consider this for future project, but for now they don't want to add it to the application, as this will also require additional review from the Army Corps of Engineers. They also indicated the dredge material should be used in marine projects. The city has indicated they would be willing to consider that possibility for beach nourishment or a possible fit living shoreline project. In summary, staff is sensitive to the issues raised by the protestant regarding the loss of wetlands and the recreational environmental services it provides. However, this area was never intended to be utilized for recreational public access, and due to the operation of vessels and strong currents in this part of Deep Creek, its use by the public is potentially hazardous. The area proposed to be dredged is necessary to restore navigable access and functionality of the leasable slips. Currently, several of those slips do not have necessary depth to allow for the mooring of vessels. Subaqueous impacts of the project are expected to be minimal, given the small amount of dredging, the sandy nature of the material, and the containment of the dredged material in an upland site. Proposed use of a turbidity curtain should further mitigate impacts, and staff's opinion negates the need for a time of year restriction for anadromous fish. When wetland impacts have not been considered under the Wetland Zoning Ordinance 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, directs the Commission to consider those impacts when considering whether to authorize a project involving submerged lands. Staff is of the opinion that the impact to the wetlands is necessary to restore use of the boat slips, and notes that most of the area was open water as recently as 2009. Staff believes the project is justified and the impacts to tidal wetlands and state units of Wakeway's bottom have been minimized to the greatest extent possible. Staff also feels the use of the area by residents as recreational public access was inappropriate due to potential conflicts with marine operations and hazardous environmental conditions. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project condition on the use of proposed turbidity curtain and conformance with our standard dredge op conditions, which shall include providing a post-dredge bathymetric survey within 30 days of the completion of dredging operations, pre-dredge conference to be held on site prior to the commencement of dredging activities, and maintenance dredging operations may be initiated after a 15-day notification has been submitted to VMRC. I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from the commission?
Question.
Mr. Tankard.
So has the applicant, are they amenable to the staff recommendations for the different things you indicate in your evaluation?
For the dredging conditions? Yes, I believe they are.
We can hear from the city directly, I presume. Any other questions of staff?
I have one more question. Just out of curiosity, where's all the sand coming in that's filling in these slips?
I believe down around the mouth of Deep Creek. You can see there's a fair amount of sand here. It's kind of moved down. With the latest storms, there's not as much here now. So hopefully they won't have a need to maintenance dredge in the future. But certainly, you know, there is a sand budget off in the James River that may impact this area again in the future.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is the city president or representative? Of course, the representative. Would you please come forward, sir?
Good morning.
I need to swear you in here. Do you swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So up you got?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Richard Harvin with the City of Newport News.
Mr. Harvin, do you have anything to add to what staff has presented to the commission?
No, Mr. Johnson has clearly argued our point. Like on the retaining wall, it just wasn't part of the application, but future projects will allow us if money is appropriated.
Any questions from the commission? I have a quick question. Are there other access points for recreational kayaks, canoes, things like that in that neck of the woods or in the city?
There still would be that point. I mean, people still would use it anyways, but we had that dredge line, at the slide, I don't go back, but the red line indicated there's still going to be beach access there. We do not want the residents to go there, but it's hard to argue or have somebody out there to prevent that to happen. So there still would be some type of kayak or some kind of access. And we have some future projects to do a living shoreline down the creek a little bit more, through a SLAF grant through the DEQ. So we're going to reuse that sand for that project. So we're going to store it at our dewatering site and off Land Boulevard.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter in favor of this application and this dredging project? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in opposition to this project? Please come forward. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Catherine Adams.
Welcome.
Hi. I live right down at the tail end of Mitchell Road South, so I've seen it change, and I grew up there, so I've seen it change over the years. I understand the plan has changed as far as the stone bulkhead not going in, but where it's cut back into the parking lot area where they redid the bulkhead, the parking lot, from my recollection, of course it's been 2008, but came down further and rounded out, and there were pilings down at the end towards the sand where some boats tied up, but we didn't have that that area cut back into the parking lot. Initially it rounded out, and then you could actually step down onto the beach, and the beach followed around the crescent. If you go down on practically any weekend, you're going to find, you know, minimum of two people enjoying the beach, usually closer to five to seven on average at any point in time. There's birders down there, kayakers, stand-up paddle boarders, fishermen, and people just enjoying the beach. 3 weekends ago, there was a family of five with four of their friends. There's seven fishermen down there. And as far as beach access further in, to carry a kayak, you know, 60, 80-pound kayak or paddleboard or what have you, would be extremely difficult. And even with a trail to navigate through there to a beach around the corner. Most people are not going to be able to do that. The boat ramp is in disrepair, and it's very, very slippery. I mean, it's extremely difficult to get in and out of a boat with any measure of safety whatsoever, even if you're used to doing it. And there's holes in it. And as far as access for kayaks or stand-up paddleboarders or anyone who participates in those kind of water sports, this is pretty much our only access that we have. I mean, you can't do that from Huntington Beach because the current at the bridge is just torrentially dangerous. Most people actually go back into the creek. There's about a two-hour paddle to get up to Dairy Queen, back behind the Dairy Queen. And it's very safe back through there. I would say the majority of people using the beach take the time to learn about the tides and influx and all that water. And, you know, the accidents that have happened down there are extremely unfortunate. But I would say that it shouldn't negate the accessibility from the bulk of the population of Newport News because of people who don't understand the river. I believe it would benefit from some safety precautions, signs, or what have you right up there as you're entering the beach and possibly as you're pulling in. But I'm not really sure what else I should say. I would like to see the beach stay. Even if you dredge down a little bit further to where they're talking about now, there's still a lot of vegetation that depend on the tide behind that area. And I understand that right up adjacent to where they're dredging to that point is Parks property behind it. And I don't know what they're planning on doing with the city farm at this point, but it would certainly be nice to have a park that extends similar to Nolan Trail back up through that area in the hilly region that leads up to the wooden pier further down by the recreation center. And I would love to see that happen.
That's a discussion with the city I think you need to have.
Oh, of course.
Our jurisdiction here is the water bottoms here. And
yes.
Whether or not this project here is beneficial use of the water bottoms.
Yes, and for five slips, I think of those five slips, I think typically two or I don't know if they ever had all five leased out because of the free docking along the bulkhead for the watermen, and also the slips around the corner are more protected, and she always has some empty slips. There's a load of empty slips at Abbott Marina and also at Warwick Yacht Club, and James River Marina has room too. So weighing out the benefits between the public and, you know, five boat slips, it just doesn't seem to measure up, in my opinion. Thank you for hearing me.
Any questions from the commission? Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to speak on this matter in opposition to this application? Please come forward. Hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Lonel Coffin.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am president of Mitchell Marina. I'm the third generation. The marina's been there since 1957. Mm-hmm. I've got pictures to show that them slips have been there and occupied since 82. I haven't been able to occupy them because of the sand. So as soon as the sand does get, and really, I like the public. I have the public come. I pick trash up after the public, fishing bait, other things that are left behind. I welcome the public, but I also am losing a lot of money with all them slips that I pay for every month, pay taxes, I pay lease on them, and I'm not able to use them. So, I'm just wanting what I had, and it's been done in the past. It's just been overlooked. My father, we've seen it been dredged before when it gets like that, and something you got to keep up a little bit. But, yeah, I'm just wanting to step up and say that, yeah, it's I've had them slips occupied, and they will be occupied again when they are dredged out.
Okay.
Or waterman purposes.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Is there anybody else who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Last call. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
I'm sensitive to the protestants' concerns, but I thought your remarks were accurate that most of their concerns are outside of our scope here today, and I move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion does pass. It passes unanimously. The dredging project is approved.